Les había mencionado al inicio del programa que vamos a estar conversando con Diana Álvarez y dos artistas que trabajan con ella en la presentación de esta ópera que se llama A Chicanx Ritual Opera. Y vamos a conversar con ellas y escuchar un poquito de música también con ellos para que se den una idea de lo bueno que suena este grupo. We are going to be speaking with my guest, as I mentioned to you at the beginning of our program. We'll be speaking with Diana Álvarez and also with Pamela Means and with Leikia Naken, Naylen, let me see, let me read this correctly. Nulan, am I mispronouncing it? Okay, I'm so sorry. Okay, Nulan. And let's welcome each one of them and we'll get started with our conversation and with the music. Buenas noches y bienvenida, Diana, ¿cómo estás?
Hola, Raquel, ¿cómo estás?
Bien, ¿cómo te va?
Muy bien.
Ah, es un placer tenerte acá. Y también bienvenidas a tus dos compañeras. Pamela, good evening and welcome.
Buenas noches, gracias.
Ah, también habla español, qué bueno, no sabía.
That's it.
Okay. Y entonces con Leikia Kia Nulen. ¿Cómo estás? Buenas noches.
Bien, ¿y tú?
Bien, gracias, muy bien, bien. Diana, tú ya me habías mencionado en la última vez que estuvimos conversando, last time we were speaking when I had you here as a guest, you mentioned that you were almost done with the preparations for the Chicanx Ritual Opera, and you have it ready.
Yes.
So tell me a little bit about it, and the name of your opera is Quiero Volver. What does it allude to, Quiero Volver?
Okay, sure. The opera is a non-traditional opera. It's a multimedia piece where I will have original music, poems, documentary video, all in honor of women and non-binary and genderqueer people of color. And so it's a piece that I've been working on for many years.
And Quiero Volver means?
Quiero Volver means I want to return. And the idea behind it came from this meditation on wanting to return. And I think specifically for the people addressed in this opera, people of color, Chicanx people, were often displaced or far away from our families in one way or other because of injustice in the world. So that's where the title comes from.
Now, you are also a composer, a poet, and a multifaceted artist.
Yes.
And so are your two friends, musicians.
Mm-hmm.
So will you kindly introduce each one of your
of
friends
course.
Here?
Yes, yes. Pamela Means is a singer-songwriter and jazz musician. And she's a really amazing artist. She's someone I studied guitar with, so I'm very honored to have her as part of this opera. Kia Nulan is a higher ed professional as well as an artist with a beautiful, beautiful voice. She'll be showcasing her voice as part of the opera. And she is the she is starring as La Flor Divina, or the Divine Flower, in this piece.
And now, this opera, it has like several chapters, stages. Tell us a little bit, how does it start? Give us an idea of the whole opera, please.
Of course, yeah. The idea for this opera, so in Chicana feminist tradition, the altar is a very significant thing. Or subject. And I really wanted to take that idea and to think about an altar as just a space of building attention and honoring, and not necessarily to focus on the religious aspects of it. So for this performance, the stage is an altar, and we are giving our attention to women, non-binary and genderqueer artists of color. The first chapter is death work. It's about grief and loss. The second chapter I can't remember what my second chapter is.
The Festival,
Festival de las Madres. Uh-huh. Festival of the Motherless. So it's an idea of sort of claiming the loss and laughing about it as well, and coming together as a community. Then there's opening consciousness, which is about our political consciousness. So a call for action and justice for many different issues. Across many different identities. And then the final chapter is about building family and how we support each other by first supporting ourselves and taking care of ourselves.
Mm-hmm. My guest tonight is Diana Alvarez and Pamela Means and Leikia Nulin. They are members of this group that will be performing a Chicanx ritual opera, Quiero Volver. And we are going to learn a little bit more about this opera. Diana, give me a little bit more of a visual idea. You mixed different types of media when you are doing this opera?
Yes. So
how does that work?
The way we did it is that it revolves around women coming together and sitting around a table. So coming over to one person's home. And this is, in some ways, a nod to third world feminist kitchen table press. The idea that these radical political ideas just happen at our kitchen tables. So that's the visual. So you can, there's a lot of work that happens around a table, and then folks enter into a more dreamlike space where they're reading poems or improvising musically. And then that it interweaves with my original songs, which I play with Pamela, and my documentary video excerpts.
Uh-huh, so there is a visual media also. Mm-hmm. And will there be poetry as well, or is it just all music and the video?
Well, the script is very poetic. And maybe Kia could actually share more about her experience with the script.
Of course.
Yeah, so lots of what we do is improvising and using the poetic words that Deanna has written to walk our audience through the performance. And a lot of what I have the privilege of doing is translating for our English-speaking audience what they're hearing. And I think part of what's so cool about this performance is that many of the actresses are regular everyday people like myself who are still coming into their own as an artist. And we got to bring our own spirit and our own flavor and style to the performances. So it's been really cool. I even wrote a very, very, very short song.
Yeah, she performs beautifully.
Great, great. And so it's going to be fully bilingual then.
Yes.
Awesome. Great, great. Now, would it be possible to listen to some of the music and tell us a little bit about this song that you would like to interpret, please?
Of course. Yes. So this is called Para la Historia. And it's a song that I wrote in honor of the soldaderas of the Mexican Revolution. Initially, it was about women who are not represented in history, and then it ended up having a very contemporary call for justice. So this is Para la Historia.
Es inútil tu manera de atravesar mis fronteras. Soy humo, soy fuego de tierra que no puedes sujetar. Tus palabras traicioneras son oraciones de odio. Mi gente repleta de sueños no deja de luchar para la historia, para la historia. Esta es la revolución. Cuando cantes tus canciones de generales y de libertad, recuerda las soldaderas, hermanas, que no puedes borrar, para la historia, para la historia. Esa es la revolución. Las soldaderas, las peleoneras, esta es la revolución.
¡Qué precioso! Me encanta la combinación de las voces y esa guitarra tan suavecita, preciosa. Me encanta la guitarra. Qué bonito. Para las peleonas, las peleaderas.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a song that sounds like a lullaby, but it's a fighting song.
Yeah, nah, sí. Y esa canción podrá ser traducida porque me encanta el mensaje. Mm-hmm. ¿Habrá manera de traducirla en inglés para que la audiencia la entienda ese mensaje tan precioso?
I'm working on the program, so maybe I might be able to put that in the program.
Sería, yeah. Me parece excelente porque el mensaje es de lo mejor, de lo más bueno.
Gracias.
Y para las personas que tal vez no entiendan bien el español, no quisiera que perdieran la interpretación completa de ese mensaje tan bueno. ¿Tú escribiste esta canción?
Sí, es mía. Todas las canciones.
Okay, so you wrote this one. Now tell me, the rest. How many songs will you be performing in the opera?
Five. And then Kia makes six, which is her
six.
Own.
Uh huh. So Kia, you will be performing your own composition, and the other five. Are they all your compositions?
Yes.
They are.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, very good, very good. Now, how many musicians are you going to have on the stage in total?
It's me and Pamela, and we have a sound designer who's going to be doing some live Foley sound design during the transitions. But the two main musicians are me and Pamela, and the other performers I consider musicians as well, in terms of the way that they're speaking their parts. They're not just reading from a script. It's very musical throughout.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Now, now that you let us know that this is ready, now, tell me, are you going to be doing any presentations with this opera?
Yes, we'll be staging it at Holyoke Community College this Friday.
This Friday?
Yes. October 20th. And it'll be in the Leslie Phillips Theater in the Fine and Performing Arts Building, which is on the second floor. So we're really excited. It's a staged reading of the opera, so the ensemble members will still have their scripts, but it's a pretty sophisticated staged reading.
Very good. Is this free?
It's free and open to the public.
Yes, yes. Even better. Very good.
And we're going to try to have a student group, the Latino International Students Association, collect money for relief for Mexico and Puerto Rico.
Very good idea. Now, I think you mentioned to me the last time we spoke that this is part of your doctoral thesis, this opera?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's my dissertation project.
Uh-huh.
So the documentary portraits that are part of the opera, they're really excerpts. It's very short but potent scenes of documentary for the opera, but they're part of these portraits I've made of artists for my dissertation called Bridge Artistex, Women and Non-Binary and Genderqueer Artists of Color at the Forefront of Innovative Arts Practice.
Very good. Do you have more music for us?
Well, I wanted for Pamela to play one of her songs so that folks can get a sense of the music that she creates. She writes beautiful work.
Very good.
Well, this is sort of an offshoot of Diana's work in that this is a song I wrote, but she directed a fantastic music video for it, and we're going to release that on the internet in the near future.
Very good.
Father grew up in Jim Crow, Tennessee, a sharecropper son, far from luxury. Moved up north in 1952, and a dang thing changed from his point of view. His point of view. Now I've been pulled over on a Shorewood shoulder, asked where you going, where you been. Ain't none of your, ain't none of your business. Don't I look like an American? You're gonna think what you want now, don't you? I didn't know the side of the road was a courtroom. Everything dark comes out in the light. We keep marching on, but our souls are tired. 'Cause here we are again, here we are again. A black man gone 'cause of the color of his skin. The color of his skin. Midwest, where politeness covers up years of repressed tight lips, too slow to grow, hyper-segregated masses, and I had to go. I had to go. I seen the Rodney King riots in 1992, a black president, I seen that too, but ain't a dang thing change from my point of view. Everything dark comes out in the light. We keep marching on, but our souls are tired. 'Cause here we are again, here we are again. A black child gone 'cause of the color of her skin. Everything dark comes out in the light. We keep marching on, but our souls are tired. 'Cause here we are again, here we are again. A black child gone 'cause of the color of the skin. The color of their skin. The color of their skin. The color of the skin.
Loved it. Did you write that song?
I did, yes.
Oh, awesome. I loved it. I like also the timbre of your voice, very soft, and the message, of course, is awesome.
Thank you.
Oh, very talented musicians that you brought here tonight.
Yes.
And actually, I could listen to you guys, you know, all through the show. But I was wondering if, do you think that Kia could sing? Did she? No?
Yeah.
Am I putting her on the spot?
Mean,
am I? No?
What would I sing?
Oh.
Do you want to sing?
No?
I could.
Yeah.
I mean, I could do that.
It's entirely up to you.
Okay. So the part that I perform in the opera where I am singing is it's a very emotional piece. And so I'm trying to preserve those emotions for the performance, but I could certainly read you some of the words of some of the other music that we have.
Very good.
That's what we'll do.
Okay. So this is called To Be an Artist. Ser Artista. Okay. Ready? Okay. To be an artist. To be an artist is to doubt the machinations of this world. To be an artist is to build contradictions in order to live, to live. To be an artist is to have a nest of iron inside your chest when you don't find your people. To be an artist is to make food out of words, movements of the body, temples of the voice. Your voice is the ultimate poem, poem of being, poem.
Very good. Thank you, Kia. Thank you. I should have mentioned at the beginning of the show that people could see you live because you're doing a
Facebook
live, and yes, that people would have been able to listen to you live and direct. Will you be singing, performing another song?
Well, actually, the song that the poem that Kia just read is is a song in the opera. So we can perform that.
Very good. And then can you announce for our listeners that could still, you know, go through their phone and tune you in on Facebook, where could they see you right now? It would be on your own Facebook page?
Yes, it's on, I'll be sharing it to my artist page.
Okay.
Once we have the saved video.
Okay, very good. Fair enough. Very good. Sure, of course. I'd love to hear more music, definitely.
Ser artista es dudar las maquinaciones de este mundo. Ser artista es construir contradicciones para vivir, para vivir. Ser artista es tener un nido de fierro adentro del pecho cuando no hayas tu ente. Ser artista es hacer comida de palabras, movimientos del cuerpo, templos de la voz. Tu voz es el último poema, poema de ser, poema.
Thank you so much for the beautiful music and poem as well. And before we go, could you please announce once more the time, the place, your web page?
Of course. The performance that is upcoming is Quiero Volver a Chicanx Ritual Opera. It is being staged on Friday, October 20th at 7 p.m. in the Leslie Phillips Theater at Holyoke Community College. It's free and open to the public. I am encouraging folks to bring cash for donations for relief efforts, but no one's going to be turned away for a fee. And my website is diana-alvarez.com, and there's more information about all the artists on that website as well.
Very good. So thank you so much for coming to share your music with us. It's been a pleasure. Thank you very much.
It's always a pleasure.
Thank you. My guest tonight was Diana Alvarez and Pamela Means and Leikia Nulen as part of the opera coming up, Quiero Volver, a Chicanx ritual opera.